Hi, this is Grow by Cassandra Brewington. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you clicked on this episode. So today I'm going to read a little excerpt from One Best Friend. And it's funny because what sparked this chapter actually came full circle a couple of months ago before I moved to Costa Rica. So me and a high school friend always claimed that we were one another's best friend and that we only had one best friend. And I started to think about the other women in my life who had really played a huge role. I have male friends, but just, I don't know, it's different. I don't know if it's just for me, but it's different. Like, either, I don't know. It's okay. Can I be honest? All right. Some of my male friends might listen to this. So with guys, since I'm attracted to men, either I'm attracted to them and somehow I'm like, I wonder if this could work out. Does he like me? Like, there's that barrier. And if he's in a relationship, it gets a little like weird because I'm like, I'm going to be respectful of your relationship. And so, like, there's very clear boundaries with what I can tell you, what I can't tell you, how I'm feeling, whatever. So, A, I could be attracted to the guy. B, I could totally not be attracted to the guy. I'm like, you are literally not a good person. Like, you're a decent friend, but you're not a good person. And so, like, that, of course, affects the friendship because I can't stay friends with people who I don't respect. Or there's just no zero attraction at all. And in fact, you're more like literally like a brother, which is great because I need male friends that I'm not attracted to that are like brothers. But then you get on my nerves. And so, yeah, you get on my nerves. So we can be friends, but you get on my nerves. Okay, so three different categories. Number one, I would date you if I could. Number two, you're not even a good person. Go away. And number three, you're like a brother. Dot, dot, dot. I don't know. I hope that doesn't offend anybody. I have male friends. I have male friends that have girlfriends. I feel like it's just, there's just a boundary. Like, it's just not the same. I always wonder, like, I watched this movie on Netflix. Okay, I'm really getting off, but I'll get back on in a second. You guys need to watch this movie. It is called The Kissing Booth. At first, it was really cute, and then it got a little ratchet, but I had already put out there that I liked the movie, which I need to stop doing that. Like, I need to wait till I watch the whole movie. But it was still a good watch. It really was. But the girl is best friends with a guy, and they're, like, literally best friends. Granted, they're freshmen in high school. So, like, I doubt they will really be just best friends by senior year. Either one's going to like the other, or one's going to get mad that they're being the third wheel. Anyway, I don't know of a successful true friendship with two single people, or where one is single and they're just friends and it's really like, I don't know. That speaks to my first point of like feelings. There's going to be feelings somewhere or a line crossed. The second thing, you know, people grow and mature. And I don't think I've had to get rid of any male friends because they were not good people. Actually, one and two kind of mixed. So yes, I have. And number three, like, I can think of on my hand how many great male friends that I have that I consider like brothers. Like, and when I say on my hand, I mean like one person. I'm still thinking. Yeah. No, I have other people. Anyway, I have expectations with my friendships. Like, you need to call me. We need to talk. We need to have conversations. Yeah, I like to talk. I like to communicate. Like, what's going on in your life? If I don't know that and you don't know these things about me, are we really friends? Are we? Or do you follow me on Instagram? You know what I mean? Like, are we friends? Are you my Facebook friend? Or do you follow me on Snapchat? And you don't follow me anymore because I had to delete some people who are following me on Snapchat and not talking to me in real life. I'm like, hey, I actually know you. You should be communicating with me, not just watching the things I do. Whole nother topic. Anyway, I'm going to get back on it. All right. So we're talking about one best friend. So I went in that spiral because this chapter is about my girlfriends, right? And I came to the realization that I don't have just one best friend, that I actually have many women who serve different purposes in my life. And since writing this chapter, I edited it because some things changed in some friendships. And honestly, I'm in the process of editing this book again. Because you should revise and you should edit. And I sent it out to people who read it for the story and not for the grammatical flow. And so I'm reading it again and I'm like, when Oprah, you know, has me on the show to talk about grow, I need to not have any grammatical errors when I am, you know, doing a book tour and I'm talking about grow. Like, I don't need my fans to come up to me and be like, hey, on page 37 and 38, and then again on 40, and then on 73, and then again on 98. You know what I mean? Like, I got to make sure everything is tight. And if you haven't read Grow, don't let that keep you back from getting the book. It's a great read. But I just, as an author, want to make sure that if I feel like something needs revising, that I go back and I do the work to make it perfect. And to be honest, I might be revising Grow. I might only write one book in my life, and I might just continue to revise and to edit this book till the day I die. Who knows? Who knows? In conclusion, let's get back on track. One best friend. I have more than one best friend. That's how I start the chapter. I want to make that very clear. At various stages in my life, I have had best friends. But depending on the season and the situation, I know who to call. I learned more about one of my friends in 24 months than I had learned during the 12 months that we attended the same high school. That was our junior year before she moved, and then we maintained a long-distance friendship for 11 years. We're adults now. We've lived. And at the core, we are still the same 14-year-old church girls that met at Waynesville High School, just more authentically ourselves. It's hard to admit that we've grown apart. So that part of my book was edited because my first version, I was under the blinders that we were best friends. But, you know, you get to live and grow and learn about a person, and you get to readjust your friendships and your relationships with them. And it doesn't have to be a negative outcome. It just means that, yeah, we're different. Like, the relationship I thought we had is, in fact, not the relationship that we have. And that is okay. It's all right. I don't know if she read my book and if she'll listen to this podcast. And I try not to make things personal, like I'm not revealing a name. But the thing is, when you write a book about yourself and people chose to be in your life, like, you might be in my book. You just might be on my book. Okay, so let's just go through. I don't want to name drop. Like I said, things might change. No, I'm just playing. I really don't want to name drop because that I try my best not to tell other people's story. I try to tell my story. And if you're a part of it, give you the respect that you deserve being a part of it. Okay. These ladies are my friends. I named them. If I had a wedding and had a bridal party, they would most likely make the cut. Just being honest, like most of them. And actually, as I'm looking at this list, yeah, it would probably be three people out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 All right, I don't want this episode to sound shady. So let me skip to something that is uplifting and wonderful. Because this chapter really is meaningful. Like, these women brought me a mighty long way, as the church folks would say. All right, let's talk about this for a minute. I make friends fast. I'll call you friend quickly. And what I mean by that is that I am a friend to you and we have the potential to build our friendship. I'm working on that because not everybody deserves the title of friend, because to me, and probably according to Webster's and definitely according to the Bible, a friend, that's a big deal. I've said I need to work on that. I shouldn't call people friends. But at the same time, I think it's kind of weird to be like, yeah, my associate, Becky. You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult. So, yeah. So here's what I do. I choose to give people many chances to get to know the secret life of Cassandra and stay. Some have chosen to leave, and I found peace with their decision. I've chosen to leave some, and I'm at peace with that decision. Shoot, if my whole husband left me, surely I can live past a friend's choice to leave. Bye, girl. Bye, boy. Boy, bye. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. I feel it's important, though, to have girlfriends, girl power, positive women in your life who want to see you do more, be more, get more, and women who pour into you just as much as, and usually in a different way than you pour into them. That's good. It's good spiritually and mentally and physically and emotionally and personally. It's good to connect with women and to learn from them and to teach them and to grow, to go through things with them or in spite of them. No girlfriends are perfect, me included, but that's a whole nother book. That's not the book that I wrote. That's not the episode that I want to leave. Women are perfectly complex. We're not in boxes. We're not in beds. We don't stand in kitchens only. We're all around you. And if you're being honest, if you're listening to this and you're being honest, you are where you are today because of some powerful women who have taken time to touch your soul. The mama who left, the girlfriend who cheated, the friend who taught you that she couldn't be trusted. Like, it's all powerful. And the reason why I feel like this chapter is like tilted at a different perspective and just being real about who women are. We're great and we have flaws, just like every other human being. And oftentimes women get a bad rep that they're only this, right? And it can tend to be negative, but women, my girlfriends, they touch my soul. They give me life. I had a group of three girlfriends come to Costa Rica to visit me, and the 4 days that we spent together elevated me to a level that really sustained me until my next visitor came 2 to 3 months later, which was another girlfriend. And I'm still high on our adventure together. Not literally high. Okay, just want to clarify. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, it was an edifying experience to be in touch with my friend. And this was a high school friend, actually an elementary friend. So here are the women that I know. The best friend who dropped everything and flew into town when you finally told her that your husband left you the month prior and she stayed for a week, leaving only when she made sure that you would be fine. The woman who wanted to get to know you, who can sing. The woman you wanted to get to know, let me clarify that, who can sing and who taught you, then became your friend, then your down the street neighbor, then your traveling buddy on the highway of dating, dining, and dreaming. Oh, and dancing. She taught you to live and to learn and to live some more. Also, she proved that close friends, life friends, can be made practically overnight like magic. Black girl magic. No, seriously, she's amazing. I know the CC who adventures like you. She's spiritual like you, super deep and intelligent, innately unlike you. Not a knock to me. That's just an empowerment and uplifting to her. That is what you learn from her. That is what she gives you and you give her. And she tells you that you give her something. And then in those moments, you finally feel guilt-free. Like, I'm not the only one that's taking, drinking from her cup. She also is benefiting. Because honestly, if in a relationship and if in a friendship there's no exchange, if I was the only one to be receiving, then I would be in debt, right? But it is mutually beneficial. There's the friend that reminds you of your sister because she thinks that she's your mama. In a soothing way, though, she whispers, "I'll bail you out and I'll keep your secrets and I'll let you cry in my car and in my bed and on my chase when your husband leaves you." Like, really, guys, I've been blessed with super good friends. In fact, she cries with you. And that's when you know it's real. You can be free you with her. The one who you couldn't understand why she liked you so much because, like, she didn't even know you. The one who checked on you from a distance. And then this friend who's real and who's honest and who may not ever understand that you love her just as much as she loves you, changed your life. She rescued you. She rescued the strong you. She chose to rescue the strong you. Next, there's the college friend, right? Even though she's younger, you look up to her. She's a lawyer. She's a Christian. She's a wife. A friend. She loves dogs. She drinks coffee. And all the incredible things in between. She's connected to you in life. And you love her beyond death. Then there's the girlfriend who's also your sister. Your blood sister. She's your rock. And your friend. She is your measuring stick. Your cheerleader. After you unquestionably earned first gold medal, because she is a little skeptical. She's your one and only truest friend. She is there because she wants to be, not because she has a role to play. This is the one who free you has inspired and taught and watched dream and grow and experience. This is the one who calls you for advice when you thought that you were the eternal advice seeker. This one, this friend, this role model of sorts is around for the long haul, and she will not hold back. She'll show you that she loves you in ways that come natural to her. And then when she knows you deeply, she loves you in ways that you've asked her to love you. She'll give you words and time, and she'll give you advice and grace to make mistakes, but she will never allow you to fail or to falter. You need this foundational friend. She sets the standard for every other secret holder. So then I go on to talk about one more friend and to give this scripture, Proverbs 18:24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. All right, y'all. I hope that you go back and you dig into this chapter and you evaluate the friendships in your life and you find the beauty in having more than one best friend. Grow.